This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by the legends over at Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beers. We had them on stage at Basement Comedy Club this past Saturday, Heggy, for our live sold-out Mid-Flight Brawl tour show here in Melbourne. Yeah. But again, forget all that. We'll talk that later. Heaps Normal.
Get around them. Some blokes in this room need some to come down.
Two of us.
Yeah. Big weekend.
We started strong, though, on the Heapses. If I'd stayed that way, Sunday and Monday would have been good. But I did not. I made a mistake of leaving Heaps Normal in the rearview mirror on my Saturday night. And I will regret that for some time. Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. You know where to get them. HeapsNormal.com. Chuck in the code DUTYFREE at checkout. All one word, DUTYFREE, for free shipping around Australia. It's getting cold. The stout, the coffee run stout, that's my pick.
Yep.
My pick of the bunch.
Good winter
They're
brew.
They're all bloody good ones, but the coffee run stout, good stuff. Get to heapsnormal.com, help support us here at MFB HQ.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate, good. I feel like I'm here. It's your last day in Melbourne.
Yep.
Before you're heading off after your 96 shows and 300 guest spots.
Yeah.
You've done the dash.
One of the highlights, though, just the weekend, we just did the live show and afterwards had a fair bit of other stuff on for the afternoon and evening and spots and gigs and what have you. Just leaving the Morris House, unlocking the bikes, and then what happened?
You said something that changed our nights. We're about to head off. We're outside, Morris House, where the Basement Comedy Club is. And a few doors down, there's a bar called Cherry Bar. And you said, I believe Warwick Kappa is DJing in there tonight.
Yes.
And
That was the end.
Early 2000s, comedy film trailer. It was the scratch of the record. The night changed. We went in and we met up with the Wiz.
The Wiz himself.
Yeah, you're fucking beauty, Luke Heggie.
Yeah. Well, I started saying my name at the end of every sentence now.
Oh, it's good fun.
Like the great man himself, just in case people have forgotten since the start of the sentence what happened. Very surreal, weird night, though, going in there.
Yeah.
Big hands. He could have been a cricketer. Big hand. He put his hand on the back of my neck.
He put those hands to good use in a real sport, AFL footy. Kicked 100 goals, unlike Fever, only 99. 100 AFL going to put me in the Hall of Fame, you fucking beauty.
Warwick Kappa. Yeah. It's like he's putting his name, like a little dash, Warwick Kappa, for the quote afterwards. Unbelievable. But yeah, he put his hand on the back of my neck. I thought he was going to snap it.
Yeah.
And it's huge hand.
Huge hands. Good for grabbing the pill in the tight shorts, getting up there, up on someone's back so high, air traffic controllers going, Wiz, move out of the way, planes are coming. Cappuccino. He had his chain on. Do you know what the chain's worth,
Biggie? Big chain.
$180,000.
Yeah. I can't believe I've forgotten that. He would have told me multiple times.
It's like a big version of a Warwick Kappa doll. Like you just pull a string out the back.
Well, funnily enough, we, As soon as I mentioned that happened, you turn around and looked at Cherry Bar, which is pretty much next door to Morris. Yeah, there he is. We're like, where's? And we go in there, like we thought he was going in. Wasn't him. Other bloke, like a tribute capper, walked in there. He's only about my height.
Maybe his body double to get.
Yeah, you know. He could have one out in the front bar.
Just a white bloke with a blonde mullet.
Yeah.
Thought it was the worst.
Anyway, I didn't get to see the DJ set.
Yeah, we didn't. Unfortunately.
It's just they're mucking around tech problems and stuff too much. A few gangster-looking blokes covering Kappa and making sure he was all right, but I think he was fine.
Yeah.
Fucking weird.
Well, the only two blokes there with their original teeth, I think.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Big pearly whites.
Just a strange existence. But anyway, that was our Saturday night.
It was bloody good to see him. Speaking of which, the live show, thanks to everyone that came to the Melbourne live show. Live show will be up soon. Patreon exclusive. So if you want to hear it, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. When you hear some of the content, you'll understand why we keep that behind the paywall.
Behind closed doors. A bunch of them coming up. So get on Patreon if you want to see the Perth, double Brisbane, and then later on Newcastle, Sydney, Canberra.
Perth, Patreon there's only a few tickets left for May 4th. May the 4th be with you, as you always say. Brisbane, our two shows on May 11th are sold out. And then July 19, 2021. Sydney, Newcastle, Canberra, midflightbrawl.com for tickets. And Newcastle is the biggest one we've ever done.
Yeah.
Newcastle Conservatorium.
Well, yeah.
Conservatory?
Conservatorium.
Conservatorium it is.
We're going to fill it.
Yes.
I don't know. And my show later that night too, if you want to stick around.
Well, that's what we try and do. You're on tour at the minute with Grogan. I know this just sounds like plug, whiz story. But you're on tour. The Grogan tour rolls on around Australia. LukeHeggie.com, of course, the night, Perth, May the 4th, you're on that night.
Oh, no, I'm on the previous night.
Oh, are you?
May the 3rd, yeah.
Oh, just hanging around.
Yeah.
Shits and gigs.
Yep.
Beauty.
So, anyway, that's it for plugos. We should kick on with the episode. I've got to go to lunch.
You've got
a life to live.
We do. But thank you, everyone, for your support. Thanks for coming to the live shows and getting around us on Patreon. This episode is an absolute banger. It was recorded maybe a week or so ago.
Yeah, a week or two. I don't know. Can't remember. We've got to get back on.
Odds are it's a loose unit on EasyJet. There's been a streak. Fucking Manchester. Keep it up.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate. This week, we're looking at EasyJet.
Again.
October 11, 2013.
Oh, hold on. Is that...
It's over 10 years old, mate. Over 10 years.
Hold on. Where's the... That's what we've decided on, isn't
it? Pretty amazing. Over 10 years. Yeah, that's a...
Cold case.
Quite scary to think. 2013. It's more than 10 years ago. Oof. Malta to Manchester. Manchester's just... Come one, come all.
I'm sorry. Moment. Any listeners from Manchester, I'm surprised you haven't hit us up and apologised yet. Because it is... A fucking onslaught.
I'd be interested if anyone from Manchester listens to this.
I
don't know. Who knows?
I wonder. Because we get messages occasionally. People going, when you come to the UK, when you come to the US.
We're not.
But they don't say which part.
Yeah.
We fucking are. Let's go.
Well, we'll go to these places where there's one person listening.
Do a show.
All these locations.
I reckon we could fill 100-seater.
Fuck off.
London, LA, New York.
No, I don't think so. No. Definitely not the American ones.
They don't like the cut of my jib,
that mob.
They do.
There'd be four people there.
The last time you did stand up there was with me, 2012.
Yeah. And look what happened.
And it was
terrible. That was my best material.
It was fun.
Of the
In
time.
2012.
And, I cut out everything Australian that I could and it still was so misunderstood. Shit house.
You'll be right.
Bad news. No, I'm not. Well, I'll be all right because I'm not fucking going. This is Robert Scheer. That's our protagonist today. Not to be confused with anti-Vietnam War campaigner Robert Scheer from the Bronx, who made a congressional run after being a prominent journalist for lots of publications, including Playboy, I believe. He's always fighting against power. Got sacked from the LA Times for speaking out about how much of a prick George W. was. Now he's, like he got, yeah, they replaced, they said, oh, we just can't afford to keep you anymore, you're out. But then they're replacing with two conservative journalists straight up. Now he's anti-data collection. He's got some books, which are quite good. This is one of them. The American Stick-Up, How Reagan Republicans and Clinton Democrats Enriched Wall Street While Mugging Main Street.
Oh, Wall Street, Main Street.
Yeah. I mean, long titles lampoon these guys from the outset, especially these days. You can't have a long title for a book.
No.
Two words is too much for some people.
Unless you're a Daily Mail headline. Read. Then you can pretty much put the article in there. Yeah. Put two pictures underneath. Boom. I got sent an Instagram video the other day, a bloke talking about how much money Australia makes from its oil.
Yeah.
Taking oil out of the ground versus Norway and Qatar.
Yeah.
We're giving it away.
Yeah.
Not the smartest,
everything must go. Yeah. No, they're not, are they?
We made $2 billion and I think Norway made $87 billion.
Yeah. Man.
And Qatar made a lot.
They haven't got more than us, have they? Are they?
I don't know.
We're just cheaper.
Yeah, I think we're just going, whatever you need.
Yeah, we'll do it. Rolling over.
Or gas. Gas? Maybe it was gas, sorry.
Okay. Gas. Natural gas.
And they're saying we may have to import gas from overseas because we don't have enough this winter.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we got enough.
Yeah.
Just don't worry about that.
Keep the good stuff. Same as steaks, sending all the Wagyu away.
Now that was nice when China was like tariffs, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I guess we've got to sell you our lobsters.
Yeah.
It's like, they're our fucking lobsters,
I'll have our steak with our toppers, thanks very much. I don't want frozen, Scandinavian scampi or some shit in my topper. No. Our Robert Shear, more of a simple man. He's a former postal worker. And the internet has had a say throughout the course of this story. Sandbag from Lincoln, UK, commented, I assume that he is an ex-postal worker, this means that he is now between jobs, in inverted commas.
Yeah.
I believe that's the terms workshy chavs like to use, as it sounds better than dull, scrounging lowlife.
Oh, yeah, great.
How can this individual afford to go on a holiday to Malta? Unless, of course, he's just got his suntan off my taxes. About time these people had their benefits cut to the bare minimum so they can have just enough to survive. Maybe that might encourage them to get some real work. Well said, Sandbags. A lot of people have this as an attitude.
Yeah.
You know, good points on both sides of that.
There is a middle ground between, let's give them zero until they're fucking so desperate they'll take any job possible.
Yeah.
And a dole bludger getting to go on a fucking holiday.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. There's no evidence that he's used dole money to go on a holiday, though. So this is extreme. But if he has, then good on you, Sandbag. Fighting the real fight. Robert was on his way back from a holiday in beautiful Malta with his partner, Karen. Sandbag's popped up again. What's the bet he spent his time in Malta in either St. Julian's or St. Paul's? Both now seem to be magnets for bloody chavo louts. I'm just pleased I was in Maliha Bay. So there's somebody wants to say, now we're cooking, the reason Sandbag's even on the internet.
He wants to brag about his travel.
Yeah. I was abroad.
There's a good place for this, Sandbags. Instagram. Put up your photos of fucking, what is it? Maliha Bay?
Maliha Bay.
Beautiful. That's a positive way to spread your message.
Hmm.
Instead of just going this bloke, assuming he's on the dole.
Yeah. Beautiful location under his own steam. We must remember to congratulate Sandbag.
Do you think business is or her, in those?
Sandbag could be a woman, although women can be shameless braggarts too, Nick, but they're less likely to call themselves Sandbag.
They're not getting in the comments.
Because they're vain.
Their bikini pictures in Malta.
Yeah.
On Insta. Smart.
Yeah.
Instead of whinging in text. Do you think those towns change once Ryanair announces a new route?
Yeah, for sure.
They go, fuck.
Yeah. There's got to be discussions with townspeople, like councils and stuff, and airports, just going, we are not having Ryanair come to this, medieval town.
Do you think,
town,
like, country towns blocking a Macca's?
Yeah,
do you think there's towns that, do not accept, we cannot accept Ryanair?
For sure. But then they inevitably hit economic hardship times and go, of course, we need EasyJet.
Yeah.
We need their money.
Order one of those Irish pubs out of a shipping container.
Yeah. Banker. You can make a whole high street full of them.
100 odd episodes ago, I reckon.
Yeah.
You just give them the dimensions of the building. There was the Money podcast, that NPR Money podcast.
Yeah.
There's a company that you just give them the dimensions of the building you got and they will send you an Irish pub.
Man, we should get one. If either of us ever owns any land We got to get
an Irish pub.
Yeah, shipping container, Irish pub. Do you get to keep the shipping container? Just living that out the back. Pretty good.
Maybe you don't know that a lot of these Irish pubs are just shipping containers with shit stuck on the outside.
Yeah.
Fiddles and hurling sticks and...
Yeah, Matt. Do you reckon that'll all come with it?
Yeah, it all comes with it.
Does it?
You tell them what you want. Yeah. I send you all the knick-knack.
Some foreign cash already sticky taped to the wall.
Signed.
Some, you know, don't FDNY. Ask for credit because, you know, refusal may offend.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Cash only. Maliha Bay, where Sandbag went. Very picturesque. I had a look at it. Big tourist town. Lovely place. I think when Sandbag was there in 2013, it may have been a bit thinner on the ground in terms of Workshire chavs back 10 years ago, but who knows? Although... Maliha does have Knowles Music Bar, the Cross Keys, and my pick of the bunch, Reflection Sports Pub and Grill.
Not a lot of reflecting going on.
Oh, well, there's a bit of reflecting going on over at TripAdvisor, over at about Reflection Sports Pub and Grill. They can tend to overbatter the fish, and the steak pie can tend to be a little gristly, but that's just playing to the crowd, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not from an English person. It's not written that.
Yeah, it is.
It can't be.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It is.
Imagine over-battering a fish.
Oh, it's more batter than a fish over there.
Mm.
Cod. They're catching undersized cod and just making it real size with batter and put it across the rule and go, look at the size. Like
eight times fry.
Yeah.
Batter fry. Batter it again fry. Fucking babushka. Babushka all, flake.
Yeah. I mean, I do find batter tasty, but they do overdo it.
You know, yeah, that's what killed me about the UK fish and chip shop. Some that I went into, the fish is like, some are already cooked.
Yeah.
And then they heated them up again.
Mm.
I'm like, oh.
This is hot box roadhouse fish. Yeah. I think they've overdone that.
Mm.
We've got the best fish and chips in the world. Absolute bullshit. No way. New Zealand do. Sometimes there's no warm welcome at Reflections, and the other patrons are expats who swear too much. That's the bad reviews. I'm, you know, plenty of good ones, but who cares? If ever I'm in Malta, though, and I've got a hankering for a Scotch egg, I'd go to Reflections without hesitation. Follow that up with a curry chips.
You know what? We always give
Malta's favourite dishes.
We give the Poms a lot of grief for this, and I count on half one. But I hear a lot about New Yorkers as well. Apparently, New Yorkers are fucking terrible travellers.
Why? Because a lot of New York comedians talk.
Yeah, cop shit for. They turn up. Where can we get a slice of pizza?
Yeah. You know, where's the oversized pretzels?
Yeah. So they want all that shit still.
And if you.
What are your bagels like?
Yeah.
It's like, man, fucking Paris. Try something else, you know.
Pizza by the slice is just. That, you know, pretty much. In America, if you buy a slice of pizza, you can eat it with one hand without folding it up. You get to punch the guy, don't you? They're huge.
Yeah.
That's a huge piece of pizza. Yeah. I've had pizzas smaller than that.
Than the slice.
Yeah. Fucking grubs. Big bucket of chicken wings also available at Reflections, sucked in chickens. I reckon by the end of our lifetime, scientists will have figured out how to cut off a chicken's wings and they grow back. Just such as the,
like a liver.
To try and satiate the demand for wings.
You know, you can take like 70% of a liver or something and it will
lizard's
regenerate.
Tongue. That sort of thing.
You just grab a chicken by the wing, it falls off.
Yeah. Chuck it in the fry, you've already got going.
It's like eggs.
That'll come back.
Eventually, go out and check.
Check for wings.
Take a little basket, grab some wings.
Well, they've got to grow more wings. We're not going to keep up with the wings. The bodies are largely useless. Landfill will be full of chicken bodies, wingless. That's how many buffalo wings we need. Even that skinny bit on the end, they don't even eat them, do they, in America? Isn't a buffalo wing just the top part of the wing?
Yeah.
It's a single bit. It hasn't got the L shape.
No.
Like we would find.
Yeah, well, I hate that. If you order wings and that fourth thing comes out, you go, fuck off.
Yeah, what's
you
four for?
On it.
Yeah, that should be in the bin where it belongs. There's not enough meat on it. I couldn't find the keen bodybuilder and ex-postal worker. He keeps it pretty quiet online, wisely, or under
Sorry,
a different name.
Sorry, I missed that initially. Bodybuilder and ex-postal worker.
Ex-postal worker. I just mentioned the bodybuilder thing. Oh, you'll know when you see a photo of him.
All right.
Is it
a bit like the fucking Ronnie Coleman clip that we play, Status Arrested? Is he looking a bit like him, but in the postie uniform?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
He's like if if Ronnie Coleman stopped bodybuilding, you know, 3 years in and got a bit fat from drinking too much.
Oh, okay.
He's that sort of guy. He's just a big guy.
Yeah.
Basically. He could be Daddy Bones. That's why I can't find him. I don't know. That tend to slow that slows people down a bit on their online presence, unless it's immediately afterwards. You ever seen a post from the Dearly Departed's account? Spouse has got the login or something and then post up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, g'day everyone. Then proceeds to bid a belated farewell to everyone in their lives. Not something I'd indulge in.
Or a funeral notice.
Yeah, from the account of the
yes.
of the deceased.
Yes.
Each to their own, but it's, yeah, it's strange. Strange times.
Smart way to do it, though. Get it out to exactly who needs it.
Yeah. Who needs it, though, if you haven't got their phone number?
Well, a lot of people, I think.
Do they?
Don't think many people have many people's phone numbers.
Yeah. Sad in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Anyway.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Brave New World. But I did find Karen, though. She's a Facebook profile picture changer. You know those ones? Really? That's all they do.
Yeah.
You get on there, change it. Currently, it's a dog asleep on a couch chucking a spread.
Robert, oh, so she's like funny picture, Facebook profile picture.
Oh, yeah. But not like internet funny, her own photos.
Oh, her own dog.
Seems fine. Okay. Seems like a real riot. Robert's brother, Phil, on the other hand, prolific on Facebook. Every day, multiple times per day. Kids are weaker than they used to be. A few funny video reposts, a bit of philosophy reposted. No likes, none, until I got on there. Multiple posts.
Made his day.
Just so many. It's difficult to label that as tenacious or sad, isn't it? Like regurgitating opinions and memes out into the ether with just appalling results in terms of quantifiable approval, and they still do it. You keep doing it. It's unreal. I lost myself a bit in this guy's feed. And I'll tell you something. Turns out men and women are a bit different.
Oh, wow.
So, bing, like, good on you. Well done, Peter. I didn't know. I mean, I suspected as much, but you said it. You're saying the stuff we're all thinking and no one is looking. During the flight, though, Robert got into a drunken altercation with other passengers. Details are scant. We're left to speculate. Nothing else for it. I'd say eyeballing someone until they eventually look back at you. And then the old, what are you looking at? Yeah, you just know someone's staring at you. Like, I'm not going to look at this guy. And eventually, oh, shit. Just cocked eyes. And then that's it.
It's on.
You want to pick a fight, you always can, can't you?
Oh.
I've seen it before. The old, oh, are you looking at my girlfriend? No. What, don't you think she's good looking? That sort of shit.
Gotcha.
They can get you. Fight picker is very confident.
Really is, isn't it? If you're a fight picker,
you can get one. Oh, which
I
is
can
why
have one now
we could have one after this if you want. Press pause. Just have a go. We'll see what happens.
Sorry, Red. One of us will be back.
I know where all the knives and shit are in this apartment. This is why, like kung fu artists and the like, I reckon, have always welcomed shot in the arm for karma, aren't they? Like in Thai movies, are built on this premise. Like someone that looks innocuous but can bash everyone.
Mm.
I saw Better Call Saul in a movie once on a bus, just beating shit out of
everyone.
Oh,
really?
Then the whole movie just proceeded to, I assume it was a woman getting picked on. I don't know. Something unleashed the beast. And why not? They just bashed everyone for an entire movie.
Well, now it's the look of the ears. And I've said this because of jujitsu. Yeah. I've got that.
The cauliflower ears. Yeah.
You can see, you know, just a little, a little fella getting around. But I see those ears and
not picking them.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Anyone with cauliflower ears, I don't really pick a fight.
Because it's
with
rugby or jujitsu.
Yeah.
Neither way, you're losing.
One's big, one's little.
Mm.
So you kind of know with the big guy already, little one. That's a good tip Very good tip. That only takes jujitsu out of the equation.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of other stuff.
Yeah, because you can't look at tattoos anymore. Can't look Absolutely at haircuts.
Not. No.
There's fucking nerds with high fades now, so it's not even a...
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, you can still look at the eyes.
Oh, yeah, the eyes are there.
Nearly every time. But you don't want to look at them sometimes because yeah. it's on once you do. But you can tell. I saw a photo of Robert. He's got a rat tattoo on his leg. But it looks like a simple one, like a jelly rat. Remember the jelly rat, the ill-fated fat edition of the jelly snake? Revolting.
No.
Just too much. It's like a jelly snake, but literally 10 times the size. Real thick. The middle was a bit soft because they couldn't cook it, I assume, or something. It was fucking disgusting.
Oh, they are awful looking.
And kids had all touched them in the newsagent.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gross. Yeah. Killer python was more successful because it was thin.
My mate Kane once went overseas and brought me back a jelly fetus.
Oh. Did you eat it?
I tried to. But
yeah.
Much like the jelly rat, too big and thick.
Yeah, yeah, it's not nice. The captain had to come out and calm him down. That captain needs to have a bit of practice on his calming down skills because it did not work. This is a large part of the problem on planes. Negotiating with fuckwit skills are lacking in those who wear epaulettes. I think the epaulettes have got something to do with it, something a bit militant about them. Like you don't see bouncers wearing epaulettes. Like
no, but they shouldn't.
I know.
Yeah.
People have got them. Don't tend to be able to fight.
Yeah,
they might have used to be able to, but they don't have to anymore. It's too formal. That they just, you know, they need to, pilots should have to fight. Like, do some combat skills before you get your fucking tickets. I don't know. They could add an extra course in there.
Or just flight attendants.
Yeah, flight attendants. But it's, you know, often there's not enough men flight attending.
Mm.
To get the job done. Captain's got to come out. After the plane landed, Robert walked down onto the tarmac and did what?
Lit a dart.
No.
Oh.
He could have done
Took a piss.
Didn't see. Started to take his clothes off.
Oh.
Why not? Bit of grrr. After getting down to his jocks, he gestured to the pilot to come and fight him. He shouted, come on then.
What, the pilot's in the cockpit?
Pilot's come down. Escorted him off the plane.
Yeah, great.
Like, come on then, like doing this on the... There's audio, but it's terrible. It's useless putting in. That's where it would have been good to bash this gorilla with martial arts skills.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a pilot doing that? Absolute hero.
Hero.
Be taken out on people's shoulders after doing that. Then he stripped all the way naked.
Oh, all right.
His girlfriend seen walking up to him and slapping him in the face in anger. Big clack. Robert then urinated against the terminal wall, so you got that right, in front of shocked onlookers. This is still outside. He's just pissing against the wall. There is they've blurred his unmentionables and been very, very generous in the with the pixelation pretty much down to his knee. I don't hear as much about big dicks in recent times, I don't think. Is it still it's probably an age thing. I feel I'm in touch with the current culture and there's not as much big dick talk as there used to be. Do you think it's died off or just... Oh, no, it's also... I'm in an industry full of poets and micro-cock owners and shit, but I'm rarely wrong when detecting a cultural shift. I don't think there's too much...
Big dick chat.
I've got a bigger dick than you. Yeah. Big dick chat. Might be the odd joke here and there, but I don't think... I think it's nearly gone. You don't even hear it on building sites anymore that much.
Really?
Not really, no. Big dick stuff. I don't know.
Fuck, you'd be flat. You're saying bad time. I don't think there's a bad time to have a big dick. I've never had one. But
I think there's a bad time to have. I've never met someone whose most prominent characteristic is a big dick and everyone says he's a great bloke before they tell you he's got a big dick. Like, you don't hear he's a great bloke said about too many blokes who get around saying they've got a big dick or they get big dicks out or anything.
Yeah. Like,
they're not great guys generally, are they?
Well, it's all, you know what I mean? It's like winning Tatsuto. They go, he wasn't really good with his money. He didn't have to be.
Yeah.
He didn't need to learn the necessary skills before he got it.
Yeah, right.
He won a lottery, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, whatever. A lot to be said there. Not on here. Gross. he had to be tasered before being arrested by police. Someone's in the nick and you're tasering them. Surely all bets are off.
Go straight for
the
dick.
Straight to the groin.
Yeah.
Yeah? Because tasers...
Unless it turns it like a Frankenstein cock.
Yeah. Oh, It's
hurt. Bigger and
that
more
would
powerful.
Really hurt. Yeah. Ties it in the balls, bare balls, no clothes or anything, because it leaves things in there, doesn't it?
You reckon a stiffy? Does anyone know the science behind
tasering a stiffy?
No, if you get tasered in the cock, would it?
I doubt it.
Would it make it a stiffy?
I don't think so. I think it'd start smoking or something. You'd probably never get one again. Man, that'd really hurt. Does tasers still leave little things in there with a cord back to the taser gun? With that old school stuff? It's just electricity now. Like,
yeah,
doesn't
good question.
It shoot out something?
Yeah, I think
attached,
it used to shoot stuff
still
out.
Attached, isn't
but
it?
I know those little stun guns. You've got to hold them up to the person.
Yeah,
I wonder if they still leave the little...
Yeah.
We've got a few cops that listen. You know, we get the occasional message.
Yeah.
Cops, let us know.
Yeah, let us know if they've still got the cords attached. Yeah. Stun guns.
Did you go into the aged care home? When you let her know what's what happened?
Yeah, fucking hell.
Did a cord come out?
Stun gun's just a more modern smiley with a cigarette lighter, isn't it? Mm. Like, you've got to get that close.
Yeah.
You might as well just heat up your Bic. So, don't have to do with all that fancy taser bullshit.
And again, if there are any Mythbusters out there, if you taser someone's dick, will they get a stiffy? Please. Yeah.
Let us know. The hotline's open now. Get it. This is like just grubby radio. You got to ask that when you're back at work. You got a far bigger pool of people to bring in and go, actually, I used to be a cop.
No, I missed it. I'm not on Triple M Brisbane anymore.
Oh, right, okay.
Someone would just call in and offer up that information before doing a quiz, probably.
Yeah. My specialty area is being tasered in the dick. Not too far off that for a game show. He got dry tase, which in 2013 doesn't sound like that long ago, but there have been some advances in the last 11 years. Pretty much dry tasing is to incapacitate without injuring. When someone's wet or sweaty, that can amplify the effects right up to killing them. So not really a cop's fault, is it? If someone's sweaty and they're a menace and they get killed by a taser,
Shouldn't have started running.
Shouldn't have started running. Shouldn't have
saw sweaty. One the other day, a bloke running, the cop's chasing him and hit him in the back and he just...
With what?
With a taser.
Oh, right.
So he's running...
Hang on.
No, I didn't. I got sent a video of
right.
it. I didn't see it. In.
Okay.
You would have known already.
Right, yeah.
I would have called you there. Oh, I would have FaceTimed you.
Yeah.
Standing over it.
As soon as that little button comes loose on the cop's belt, like, right, start the video.
And fuck, he just face planted and slid across the concrete.
Yeah.
Face
plant will kill you if you're on the surface. Jesus Christ.
It was flat. It was like he was like a skateboard.
This is Australian.
Sliding. Don't know.
Well, was there anything yelled? Fucking stop, mate. They can't help themselves, cops, which I think is fine.
Yeah.
But they get in trouble for that because everyone's filming everything now. The day after the incident, he and his girlfriend, Karen, were being interviewed while leaving their house. Karen said that Robert had been attacked by police. She said, I can give you the other side of the story and show you photographs of police brutality. What's in it for us? Bit of checkbook journalism she's after.
Love it.
Obviously, they're not getting money off a doorstopper journal, like a cadet out in the suburbs in Manchester, shoving a mic in the face of two lowies. Man. Last week I went into ABC Radio in Melbourne. A debate was raging over checkbook journalism. And then it took a mild comedic turn after the grown-ups had finished talking and I had to go on. That's what comedians are to most people. We've got a banal, useless topic we need to discuss as filler. Get an Australian comedian on here, will you? Not allowed to be funny. But a lot of
what's your view on it? Pay him?
It wasn't on that. I'd have a different topic. That'd be all right to discuss.
Yeah.
Not in a funny fashion or anything, obviously. It's not funny. But
just pay. Channel 7 seems like they were doing it.
They got a lot of money. Their coffers are full. I wouldn't mind being on their upper staff. A lot of late night dinners and shit going on there. Funding a lot of grubs. My topic was, can you add to other people's hard rubbish?
Yeah, of course. So,
yeah,
was that even a-
but then there were caveats. And then I look like a bit of an ass because all the fence sitters are going, well, I did it once, but I knocked on their door and asked them. I said, well, obviously that's fine.
You're on
dickhead.
ABC, weren't you?
Yeah. But then others are like, nah, can't. It's mine. I mean, it depends where you are. Obviously, I'm not going to go into it. It's boring. But there's a lot of people just going, well, yeah, of course, there's circumstances, dickhead. I need a yes or a no because I'm trying to win and I lost. Robert was given a fixed penalty notice According to Google, fixed penalty notices, FPN, are for offences such as littering, graffiti and dog fouling. They are much milder than what he's up to.
Yeah.
Like he issued
it. He's got like a parking ticket for taking his dick out, threatening to fight the pilot and pissing on a terminal.
Yeah. You get issued one as an alternative to prosecution in court.
Yeah, it's a fine. Just a fine. Yeah. Stock standard.
The offender's allowed to just discharge their liability. Unbelievable. What a result. We've seen people in jail for less than this. Dick out, come and fight me, piss on the...
In front of a plane of people.
Yep. Probably
after
children.
After already being kicked off.
Yep. For being pissed. His missus assaulted him. They probably got her on that. She's in jail for assaulting him. This guy has had ripper treatment.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. There's just no...
It's one of the best value ones. Well, we've seen some good value.
No set.
That is pretty good.
There's just no set rule book
no.
to the punishment these people are getting.
I mean, it's life though, isn't it? Makes you think. Like, you know, OJ, 76, cancer. Not bad. He had a good life, that guy. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Sure does. OJ?
OJ, 76, cancer. Better than he would have had.
Yeah, and better than the other two.
For sure. Way better than the other two.
Yeah, do you think it's good? Just everywhere
not
you
for
go,
you or me.
Murderer.
I think he did just fine.
You think you block it out?
Yeah.
You think if you can do that, then you're able to block it out?
For sure. Psychopaths don't think like you.
Yeah.
Like you know, you got to put yourself in their shoes. Just, Not all of us are fucking murderers, man. Someone went and interviewed Robert's neighbours. Why they'd talk to the media is astonishing. There's a fair vibe of, yeah, I'll tell you what I reckon of the bastard, but don't tell him I said it.
Oh.
Because he's a mean-looking prick.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell by his demeanour. I know, don't judge anyone, everyone. Judging's bad.
Yeah. This,
but have a look at his picture.
Yeah. And no. It's
definitely.
Got to judge. See, I've never been mugged.
Yeah.
I'm judging.
You know when to cross a road.
Oh, fucking oath.
I judge people all the time. It's how you survive.
The old Patrice O'Neill bit.
Yeah.
I'd rather get home alive and feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
Than feel good about myself and be dead.
Yeah. Better be judged by 12 than carried by 6.
Yeah.
That sort of mentality. I like it. Robert's neighbours. One of them said, he's a dickhead. He gets drunk quite a lot and causes trouble. So that's what we're looking at. Another said...
I was going to say, you go to the neighbours...
Neighbours are a bad title to
but
have.
But I also think they're never on the fence. It's always like, oh, he's a lovely... Lovely guy.
Yeah.
Very helpful. Didn't hear much from him, you know.
Well, one of them said, they're all
fucking
anonymous.
Don't tell him.
Yeah. One said, he can be nutty, but he's been okay with me and says hello.
Oh.
So he does tend to say hello from time to time. He's learned that. Another said, he and his girlfriend are always arguing. Doesn't surprise me what happened. And they all asked not to be named fucking wisely. Can't find Robert. He's gone. Girlfriend,
it's Facebook incredible.
Profile only
just getting That's like it. A council fine for what he's done there.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I went through pages of Googles, couldn't find anything on him. Can't find him. Might be Daddy Bones, but I would have found a death notice. I think.
No, I think just dead shit.
He'd be 60s now,
just under the radar, dead shit.
Yeah, just driving around angry in a small car, big man. A lot of that in the UK.
I was going to say, like a normal person would think, well, I got away with that.
Mm.
Only got a fine, I'm unstoppable. But I think to do that, you're also not thinking ahead.
Yeah.
So I think he's just living life.
One day as it comes. They're happy, aren't they? Those people are pretty happy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, angry and then happy, but largely happy because they're fucking thick.
Yeah.
So I'm envious. It's a nice lifestyle.
We spoke about it a long time ago.
Blessed are the thick.
Blessed are the thick, but to not think... To just go
not
through a day not considering anyone else.
Of course. That's why they're prolific breeders. They're happy. They don't think about climate change. They don't think about anything. Fucking awesome life. What a life. Anyway, they're getting oddities above their station now. They don't want to fix your toilet and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
Now that you can just be dyslexic, there's no one dumb anymore.
Mm.
Dumb's gone.
Not allowed to say dumb.
No, there's something.
Yeah.
You can't just be dumb.
No, no such thing. Yeah. Is that what you mean?
So they're even better off now.
Way better off.
Now they're a victim on top of...
Yeah, victimhood's quite current. I'd love to be a fucking victim. Just need some more bad
Let's
shit
fight.
To happen.
Let's fight. See what happens. That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening. Heggie, your Grogan tour all around Australia. Get to lukeheggie.com for tickets. We've got specials on YouTube and we've got live shows coming up. Brisbane, the two shows, May 11th are sold out. Perth, the week before, May 4th. Couple of tickets left. Get those. And then in July 19, 20, 21, Sydney, Newcastle and Canberra. Get to midflightbrawl.com for those tickets.
And if you really want to get your hands on a brand new Mid-Flight Brawl trucker cap, limited edition, you have to come to one of those shows. Sucked in That's if it. You want one and you're not coming.
Australia Post have not figured out a way
to make it not
to
rip
send
you
a
off.
Hat. So we don't want to rip you off. We try and keep the costs as low as
with
possible.
With a crushed hat turning up on your doorstep. So
fuck,
no.
Fuck, some comedians' merch. Jesus Christ.
What?
$60 T-shirts and shit.
Is it?
Oh.
Yeah, wow.
Seeing some outlandish stuff.
Yeah, okay. Fuck. I'm merching it up at the moment. Books are flying. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. They're limited edition now. So get around if you want one of them as well.
LukeHeggie.com, midflightbrawl.com, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Come and check us out on the road. Come and say hey. We'd love to see you at one of the shows. If not, thanks for listening, cheeky.
See you, mate.
That'll end up on a sizzle sound. See you, mate.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggie, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.